This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The following podcast is not real, but my enthusiasm for it is. Also, it's part of the Ass Beaver, whoops, I've done it again, the Earwolf Network. And it's sponsored by Hive of Prematurely Wealthy Millennial Tyrants, Cards Against Humanity. If you want to send a care package to Foon, send it to Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642. Care of Arnie Niekamp, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon. And now, on your mark, get set, imagine.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is all the things that you need to know. About a year and a half ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the fantastical, magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from that Burger King through the dimensional portal. I use that...
Feline Zelig.
Thank you, Chunt. I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my buddy, by my goon companion.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Chunt, the king of the badgers.
Yeah, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. I thought to just try interrupting you a little bit just to see how you liked it.
Just to throw in Feline Zelic, yeah. at any point.
I should probably tailor it to what you say. But
yeah.
Yeah.
The thing about Feline Zelic is it's really like, it's so perfect and it's in right
well,
in that
spot. Well, I'll stop you there.
Okay.
Yeah, the word's so perfect. Don't,
so perfect.
That's an oxymoron.
Sean, how you been, bud?
I've been okay. I'm a little depressed, so I'm trying to put on a happy face.
What's up? What are you depressed? This is big because I feel like you were cursed to die.
Yeah.
It seemed like you were going to die for a long time. And that, for the most part, didn't seem to make you depressed. What is it that's actually making you depressed?
Well, after the curse was removed, I felt good. I felt, you know, loved and alive. But now I feel like I had this cool, you know, side project with the Insane Crown Posse.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, Angelo the Horse King did not invite me to his party.
Yeah.
And I just feel really left out, you know? It doesn't feel good to be excluded. Like, I want to be wanted.
Yeah.
You know?
You were part of the posse. Are you no longer part of the Insane Crown Posse? The hunting and gathering of
the
Animal
Bachelors?
King? Of Animal Kings?
I haven't talked to them. I heard secondhand that the horse party was amazing. I heard, you know, I guess there's like a ton of horses there and they're getting drunk and they're getting massages. But yeah, I haven't talked to them. I don't know if I'm going to. Right now, I really want to, you know, invest in you and Usador. Because you guys are my main thing.
Oh, wow. So, things aren't so great with the Insane Crown Posse, so you come running back to your old pals.
Yeah, I mean, if you'll have me.
I have to say, horse massage, that sounds like a lot of work, right?
I wouldn't know. I wasn't at the
party.
You
weren't at the party. That's right.
Oh, do you know who may know? Usador, massager of animal of all sort. Aye, not e'en the octopus doth turn me away from my warm and kneading grip. I shall surely massage an oliphant if it did ask.
Wow. Oh, by the way, my other co-host is Usador.
Aye, Usador the Blue. Oh, if I come across a rhinoceros that doth look a bit tense, I shall give it the warmest of massages.
We've never really talked about the fact that Usador is a real massagey guy. Like, he likes the massage.
Oh, yes, yes. Who doesn't like to get a massage?
Yeah, usually when you're making the introduction, he's behind you rubbing your shoulders.
I know. That's true. If you're not hearing him talk at the beginning, he's finishing up the massage. That's why I always seem so relaxed.
Yes,
the best is when he uses, my favorite is sometimes he'll have me kind of lie on the table and he'll take some hot rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, I think they're his magical rocks, and he'll put them on your back and it feels so good.
Oh, boy, yeah. Don't let him put his rocks on you.
Yes. Oh. Sometimes I have thought to myself, perhaps I should not massage Arnie before the show, and he would pay attention, do a better job, be more engaged.
Be more in the, actually, yeah, more alert.
Yes, exactly.
But it's a good combination. I've been drinking a lot of red potion lately to, like, keep my energy up, and so the combination of the massage and the red potion, it puts me in a real interesting space.
I'm going to ask you this one time. Are you becoming reliant on red potion? Do you have a problem?
I do not have a problem, but I am reliant on it.
And where are you getting all of this red potion?
I found a big crate of it.
And you're sure it's not Kool-Aid?
What? It's not what?
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid?
Yeah. Yes.
What is Kool-Aid?
Well, you take this, it comes in a little pouch, like a witch or a sorcerer, an evil one, will put this little red powder in a pouch.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pour it in some water and you pour in some sugar, and it's evil.
It's evil.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the most evil drink you can drink.
The most evil drink I can drink?
Yes.
One time I accidentally drank some, like I wasn't watching and I accidentally drank some, and all of a sudden I had like this fever dream and this big dude burst through a wall and he just pointed at me. He's like, Oh, yes.
Oh, was it the Kool-Aid man?
I don't know who he is. Why would I know?
You're like,
he's
just some big away.
Dude. Yeah.
I ran away.
Yeah.
If someone smashes through a wall, you don't say, hey, sir, what's your name?
No.
No.
You run.
Hey, let's talk to our guest. I'm very excited. We're joined by, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this correctly, Gracie?
Yes, that's correct.
Gracie, who is the last of the remaining singled out folk?
Yeah, that's me. I'm all that's left.
And what are the... I'm so sorry, first of all. My condolences.
Congratulations if you won.
Yeah.
No, it's condolences.
Is the goal of...
Sorry.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if the goal of a singled out person was to be the last one, because you're singled
to
out.
To be singled out?
No, that wasn't the goal.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm so sorry. Well, first of all, Gracie, who are the singled out folk, or who were the singled out folk?
Well, the singled out folk, we thought for sure one day we'd all go to the promised land together. We'd all reside on the great pillow in the sky.
Oh.
But then, one by one, they all went without me. And now I'm wondering, is there a great pillow in the sky?
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm all that's left now.
So, are the single folk like a sort of religious sect? Or I mean, this is a word, this word is a strong word, like a cult?
I wouldn't use the word cult, but...
But would other people use the word
cult? Other people use the word cult pretty liberally to describe us.
Yeah. Is that like when you come into town, do you hear the word cult a lot?
Yeah, we walk in and they're like, look at that cult. Or they're like, there goes the cult.
Yeah.
Or the worst one is when they're like, here comes the cult.
Here comes the cult.
It's terrible when they say it.
Yeah.
There was a... I don't know if what we've told you. There was a cult in Foon where... all of the members of the cults, they cut off their genitalia.
Oh, no.
They drank some Kool-Aid, and they all wore this specific type of sandal.
Yeah.
And then there was a great rock that shot across the sky.
Yeah.
And as the rock shot across the sky, they killed themselves.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Real tragic.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And also, yeah, I welcome Gracie. I don't believe in the big pillow in the sky. It seems ridiculous that there's a giant pillow in the sky, right?
This is a problem that I come up against in Foon all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, everything here is fantastic and weird, so it's hard for me to know what stuff is ridiculous in Foon and what stuff is just literally true in Foon.
I think there's no reason to not believe that people are telling you the truth most of the time.
Sure.
But I understand your quandary. It's difficult to know if this young gentleman here has just been... bamboozled by a cult and has made a fool of himself. Did you make a fool of yourself?
I don't think I made a fool of myself.
Okay. But you said that they all went without you. Does that mean that they all went and are on the Great Pillow?
Well, here's the troubling part. They all died.
Oh.
And I don't know if they're resting their gentle heads on a soft, welcoming pillow in the sky, or if there's just nothing afterwards.
Ah, so you didn't see them ascend to a pillow and they just were like, screw you, buddy, we're gone.
No, I saw them die.
No room for you in the big pillow in the sky.
They didn't say that before they left. They
what did they say before?
They moaned.
Oh, boy.
Various sad moans, various illnesses, and a few accidents.
Sure.
But one by one, they all went.
Over, like, what period of time did all this
over,
death
like,
happen?
14 years.
Oh, okay. Wow. So it wasn't like all at once.
No.
Just a natural, like they just naturally died off.
Yeah, a few of them were older.
Sure. Well, I heard, Gracie, that George burned, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a member named George and he burned alive?
Yeah, George burned.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear, Gracie.
He was tending to the tins.
Sure.
And he died.
Very sad. Now, the most cults survive and continue to grow by recruitment, which it sounds like you're terrible at.
Yeah, well, I keep asking people. Every time I go into town, they're like, here comes the cult.
Mm-hmm.
There goes the cult. Oh, look, a cult. And then I'm like, you guys want to hang out? And they all keep saying just culty things.
Well, let's role play a little bit. Pretend like you want to recruit us into your cult.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay.
Here comes the cult.
Here comes the cult.
Here comes the cult.
Here's cult face.
I'm leaving.
No, wait.
We
have
found the crux of your problem here.
What?
You give up too easily.
You think that's the problem?
Do you think the people of Bonestown, when they drank that Kool-Aid, if they would have given up, that they would have got to the pillow in the sky?
I don't know what would have happened if they'd given up.
Here, try push. Let's reset.
Reset. Okay. Another real play. Another role play.
Here comes the cult.
Here comes the cult.
Don't
coming.
Say that.
Here comes the cult.
I'll make
here
you.
Comes the
I'll
cult.
Make you go to that pillow in the sky. You'll regret the day you.
Okay. Well, wow.
Aggressive.
Maybe not
super
threatening.
Aggressive, yeah.
Maybe
also,
not threatening.
Don't we want to go to the pillow in the sky?
Right.
I sure thought I did, but now I'm getting nervous.
Gracie, don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. We're here to help.
Gracie, what? I would love a little backstory on like what do the singled out folk believe. Is it just there's a pillow in the sky you go to, or is there anything more to it?
Well, there's a lot more to it.
Okay.
Arnie, have you ever slept without a pillow?
Yes.
How'd your neck feel in the morning?
Not great.
Imagine eternity with a neck that's relaxed.
Yeah.
That's what we believe the pillow in the sky provides.
Oh, you'd like to have a relaxed neck, may I?
Oh.
Yeah, let Usador massage you.
This is nice.
Wow.
I like it.
I've got a knot right here. I can really feel a knot. I'm going to stick my thumb into that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that feels good.
Okay.
That feels good.
Keep talking, though. Sorry.
I sleep on rocks.
Oh.
Yeah.
By choice?
Yeah. That's really the only requirement of being in the singled out folk. Is that you sleep on rocks and you believe there's a pillow in the sky.
So by waiting until to receive your reward in the afterlife, you suffer in this life by sleeping on rocks so that you may enjoy the pillow even more in the afterlife.
Oh, I see.
Have you ever eaten a bad peach?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
No. I don't think I've ever eaten a peach. We don't need to really talk about that, but...
Fascinating. Anyway,
way to bring
please,
things to a
Gracie.
Grinding halt.
Well, I just don't know.
Yes, and.
I don't know how to continue. I mean, imagine if you've only eaten bad peaches and then you eat a good peach.
Sure.
Isn't that good peach that much better? Now imagine a life where you've only eaten good peaches. Do you appreciate a good peach?
I guess so, but here's my question. Gracie, like, far be it from me to ever judge someone else's religion, but, like, to spend your whole life denying yourself the one thing you want just in hopes that in the afterlife you'll have that thing?
Mm-hmm.
It just seems weird. Like, come on, ooh, baby, don't you know how that works? Let's make heaven a place on earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm familiar with that saying. We say it every
day. I've always heard it as, ooh, baby, you already know how this operates. It's clear to all of us. Why don't we simply make things better here on food and enjoy things here as if the afterlife were happening now?
Sure.
A very pithy food saying.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sometimes saying, you know, different people have different sayings.
Different things mean different things.
Different things mean different things.
Different things. Now, Gracie, pardon me for pointing this out, but you're the only member of the cult left. You could change all of the rules if you wanted to.
I suppose.
You're the leader of the cult now.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, I didn't do that. You already were.
In that case, I've been the leader of the cult for 2.5 years now.
Oh, my gosh.
So you've been the last one for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple years.
That's terrible.
Hey, have you guys ever, how do you wake up in the morning? What gets you up in the morning?
I am laying flat on my back, and then I'm immediately at 90 degrees, standing on my feet.
And there's usually like a boing, like there's usually a...
Yes, there's usually some noise associated with
sound
it.
That
I'm fully naked. I then fly through my chimney, out of my hovel, and then I'm fully clothed once I leave the chimney. Does that answer your question?
It does. That's great. Exactly what I was looking for.
There's three ways I wake up. One, with a sense of duty for being king of the badgers. Two, for a sense of friendship, waking up in the morning just so I can make sure I spend time with my friends and look forward to that. Or three, a giant man burst through my wall.
How many times has the third one happened?
Just the once, but I dream about it every night.
Every night?
Every night.
Wow.
And you, Arnold, how do you wake?
Well, you know, every night I'm like, I'm going to get up early, I'm going to get going, I'm going to go out and get that lunar sword, and then I usually wake up kind of early, and then I'm like, you know what?
Let's put a number on early.
No, I'm like, I'm going to get up with the sun, I'm going to get out there, get the lunar sword, and then, you know, I kind of like, I go back to sleep for a little bit,
and then
I get up, and then I'm like, you know what, maybe I'll read in bed, and so I read a little bit.
I feel like when you stayed with me every morning, I'd have to come in and I'd be like, wake up, wake up, wake up. It's the first of the month.
And I'd be like, come back in 9 minutes.
Now, Gracie, since you're the leader of the cult now, and you want to recruit more people into the cult, you could change all the rules and make it much more enticing for people to join.
Yeah, some incentives.
Yes, exactly. What if you gave them all free candy?
I don't have any candy.
Oh, okay. What do you have?
Yeah, what do you have to work with?
Well, we've got robes.
Oh, free robes.
Ooh, free robes.
Join my cult, get a free robe.
Hey, yeah. I got to say right off the bat, that's enticing to me. I could use a robe.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I have this Vermilion Minotaur, this weird Vermilion Minotaur, like, bathrobe I was given, but it's a little too small.
Well, would you like to be one of the singled out folk? I'll give you a robe.
It's a start. I haven't walked away. I'm still listening, Gracie.
Okay.
Now, there was a cult that I knew of that operated entirely on the beach side, and they built fun little huts and fun beach, you know, furniture, and that was called Cabana. And they had a great time just hanging out at the beach together.
Well, we operate in a marsh far inland.
Less enticing.
And we don't live in huts so much as we just live out in the open to embrace all that we have. So
you live in the marsh.
We live in the marsh.
And you've brought in a bunch of rocks to sleep on.
Correct.
In the marsh.
So in your early years of being a member of the singled out folk, your primary position is carrying rocks from the mountains into the marsh.
Wow.
And then once you've done that for a few years, then you get to move on.
Sure.
Move on to what exactly?
To sleeping on the rocks.
Oh, so first you're probably like half drowning at night in the marsh.
Yeah.
And then you get to sleep on the rocks.
Right.
So first you get the marsh, then you get the rocks, then you get the sleep.
Right.
Then you get the women.
And oh, no. We don't have women in our cult.
Oh, no women in the cult at all.
See, there's a huge problem right there.
Sure. But you should, I mean, a cult, it would be much more fun. The singled out cult, you could invite in like a Jenny. And then if Jenny doesn't want to do it anymore, you could bring in a Carmen.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Probably someone after that.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't, no.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Well, we should really all put our heads together and help Gracie think up some new ideas. Really brainstorm.
Yeah, yeah. What's next?
We'll all...
Whoa, Usador. Usador, are you all right?
The resonance stone is speaking to me.
Oh, the resonance stone where we get messages from Otak and Flower.
On the gorgeous,
and gorgeous. And gorgeous, the singing potato that we never seem to hear but is definitely there.
Shit.
We're checking in. It's been a crazy day.
There's so much blood.
We made contact with a falsetto marauder. It was the closest we've been to Activia since we began our quest. We saw it in the... Well, we heard it first, and we saw him in the distance.
Oh, God.
We rode up as stealthily as we could. It was our ultimate opportunity to get information on where the falsetto marauder camp was.
Right.
And then... You can say it. I cut him in halfling twice.
Immediately. Immediately.
Did not even get... A syllable was out of his mouth before Krom cut him in half lengthwise.
I just want to say I feel terrible. I thought that the whole thing was, if we see a falsetto marauder, kill them as quickly as possible.
If Activia was in sight and there was a gang of them, sure. But when there's one and we don't know where they are...
No, we didn't clarify the rules. We didn't talk
ahead of time. I just thought... That's the bad guy. We know it's a bad guy. Right. We agreed it was the bad guy.
It's really hard to stay mad at you, Krom. But
look, damn it. I'm trying to make it up. I kind of put him back together a little bit.
Well,
if you push the pieces back together, we can still get something.
Yeah, maybe if we had a fucking necromancer, that would mean something. But we don't.
Here we go.
Don't do that. Don't. That's a lot for me.
Hey, look, he's waving.
No, hello. He's not.
Come on. Hello.
Come on.
Oh, you're looking for Activia. I could help you out with that.
That's kind of funny.
This reminds me of that time I spent a weekend at my Uncle Bernie's house.
Wow. Man, a lot of action going on in that quest.
Oh, yes. They found a falsetto marauder. Now, finally... closer to their goal of bringing back Otok's daughter, Activia.
They've been out there a long time. Like, how long does it take to walk across all of Foon?
Are they walking?
I think they shouldn't
have walked.
I guess that's true. Also, like, I don't know if they're just sort of wandering, if they have a specific destination. Well, I really should have asked. It's on me as an interviewer to not really, before they left, ask them, like, where are you going?
It is on you.
Yeah. But speaking of me being a mediocre interviewer, Gracie, let's get back to what's going on with the last of the singled out folk.
Okay.
I have a question about the beliefs of your cult.
Okay.
The big pillow in the sky, right?
Yeah.
Is it, so it's one giant pillow that everybody sleeps on?
Yeah, it's amazing. So we're all on this giant pillow. We're all comfortable. There's no more hardship or heartache.
Mm-hmm.
We're embraced by the softness of it,
mm-hmm.
and we're grateful for the comfort it brings us.
A pillow, though, like,
uh-huh.
after a certain size, like, a pillow probably isn't really good at doing what a pillow does. Like, it will probably feels great for your body, but it's ironically not great neck support.
So if you're in the pillow in the sky and one person's on one end of the pillow and the other person's on the other end and one jumps, Does the other person fly up into the air?
Yeah, that's how pillows work, isn't it? Who is this guy?
He's king of the badgers.
Hey, come on.
He's king of the badgers.
Oh.
Sorry, I don't believe in your pillow in the sky. I have a hard time grasping it.
I'm sorry that you're...
I believe in a spirit in the sky.
I'm sorry.
You believe in a spirit in the sky?
Spirit in the sky.
You know, I've never really... Are you going to go there before you die?
What? No.
How about after you die?
Yeah, probably. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
I've never... You know, I'm just realizing, I've never asked Chunt what he believes. Like, I think I know what Usador believes, because he talks about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, Chunt, like, what are your religious beliefs?
I believe that thousands of years ago, a woman came to Foon, mm-hmm. and her name was Sissy Space Chick. She was from space.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Sissy Space Chick.
Sissy Space Chick.
Sissy Space Chick. And she carried with her the blood of all the innocent.
Wow.
And she dumped it over her head.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea what her father's occupation was, by any chance?
I think he was maybe... He did something with coal.
Oh, maybe like a coal miner?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. That sounds about sure. right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I believe that she came here, she dumped blood on herself as a sacrifice. When she did it, she's like, what did I do? And like all the doors in Foon shut.
Wow.
And then she ascended upward into the sky. So I think she's now a spirit in mm-hmm. the sky, and I feel like... When I die, hopefully I get welcomed into her embrace.
Yeah. So modern.
So modern.
Surely she sleeps atop a pillow.
I hope so, yeah. Well, I'm sure it's like a regular sized pillow, though. I don't believe that's the destination. I think that's part of her home.
I just feel like a regular sized pillow in the sky is probably more useful than a giant pillow in the sky.
Now, what I believe is that the goddesses Fu, U, and Un created all of these things. And that if you tell me about a pillow in the sky or Sissy Space Chick, I believe that... This is all possible.
Mm-hmm.
That all of these things under the umbrella of the three goddesses may exist. I have no reason to doubt your pillow. I have a little reason. But overall, I'm willing to give it a shot.
So you believe that your religion can encompass all of the religions. And they're all sort of the same thing. I don't know what you're smoking, but you seem Baha'i.
What do you believe, Arnold?
I don't believe anything, really.
Sounds about right.
I was raised in a religion that's very popular on my world called Catholicism. And
what is it called?
It's called Catholicism.
And it sounds
popular.
Like you're choking. Catholicism?
And it's popular.
It's pretty popular.
People are like running down the streets with Catholicism flags.
Yeah, more or less, practically.
Okay.
And then I kind of have over the years come to not really believe in much of anything.
Oh.
I kind of don't believe in anything. But you know what? Here I am.
Do you want to become a sissytologist?
A sissytologist? Is that
that's what my the sissy beliefs
space,
are.
This,
sissy space chick.
Wow.
We're called sissytologists.
Sissytologists.
Mm-hmm.
What would it take for me to join?
Well, we'd have to sit in a room and you'd have to tell me your secrets and I would write those down and then you would gain a level every time you told me enough secrets. And then if you gained enough levels, you'd be able to meet Sissy, in the sky, in the bedroom.
I think I'm going to L Ron away from that one.
What?
Never mind. Earth people are...
Say it.
Loving it.
Now, Arnie, you say you don't believe anything, but I don't know if that's true.
Really?
Yeah, do you believe in the goodness of your fellow person?
I do.
Do you believe that in order to achieve good, you have to sacrifice?
Generally.
Do you like wearing robes?
I do. I think I would probably look good in a robe. And I have to say, I'm excited to live in a world now where it's probably far more acceptable to me to just walk around in a robe. Like, look, my form, probably the thing I should be wearing is a robe. But in my world, if I just walk around in a robe, people are not going to... It's going to be weird.
That sounds like a terrible place to live.
For the record, I'm on board with all the things you mentioned, too.
Yeah.
Robes, good people, helping, sacrifice, I love it.
You are?
Gracie, yeah. I got to say, from when you first pitched us to now, like, the timing of that, the way you found yourself in, the way you talked, I mean, you have really done a great job.
A little charisma.
Let's give Gracie a round of applause.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. That was fantastic.
Yeah, man.
Thank you so,
so
much.
So, do you think now you can go out and recruit people into your cult more easily?
I feel like now that there are four of us, I think it's going to be super
easy. I don't think we said we joined.
You gave me a round of applause.
No, we were just saying, like, your pitch, you've progressed. You've done really well on honing your pitch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This one gigantic role play we've been doing this whole time.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Well, Gracie, I'm sorry if we led you on. Like, you sort of said we were role playing, and I guess you didn't know when sometimes it's hard to know when the role play begins and ends, but we were playing, you know, sort of characters similar to ourselves, but that's over now. And now everything that we're saying is literally true.
Can I ask your cult, instead of joining the cult, can I just, like, give a donation or do something to where I can, if it happens, if it turns out that that was the, if your religion or cult was the real thing, that I'm just kind of covering my bases? Does that make sense? Like a side bet?
Yeah, I understand the concept of a side bet. We'll accept donations of rocks.
Okay. Usador?
Usador's got a lot of rocks.
Oh, yes. Matter of fact, the idea of going to the swamp and collecting rocks does sort of appeal to me.
Usador, I'm surprised that you are not
swamp
already in
nights.
I'm surprised you're not already in this cult, Usador.
I mean, they sacrifice. They believe in the goodness of people. Sleeping on a pillow would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. I don't mind sleeping on rocks. I've slept on worse things on my adventures and my quests.
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst thing you've ever slept on, Usador?
The dead body of a horse that was bisected.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
I slept on the inside of it.
Oh, on the inside.
Did you still wake up at a 90-degree angle?
Oh, yes. 90-degree angle. Shot right out of that horse. Blew straight up into the sky. No
horse
chimney.
Horse guts everywhere.
Yes.
I wish that was Angelo.
You know, I I'm going to be honest about this whole falling out of the insane Crown Posse. I find the insane Crown Posse kind of annoying.
What? It's a miracle we even found each other.
I find you guys kind of weird, and I feel like you're sort of a grosser version of yourself when you're with them. But also, like, if he's your friend, you should make an effort to kind of, like, make up with him.
You're right. Thanks, Harry.
You're welcome.
You're a good host.
I can tell you from experience that being alone isn't something you want to do long term.
Gracie, how have you been spending the time? Have you been out there in the swamp for like 2 years all by yourself?
2.5 years. In the beginning part of the week, I make a trek to the mountain. Mm-hmm. In the later part of the week, I make a trek back to the marsh.
Is that Sherman's Marsh?
That's Sherman's Marsh, correct.
I hate that guy.
He's not all that bad. He lets us set up camp in his marsh.
Yeah.
But he also allows a lot of fires.
He does allow a lot of fires.
Oh, marsh fires are the worst.
But marsh fires bring April flowers.
I know
what?
That saying.
What is that? You know that
Never
saying?
Mind.
I know that saying.
Usador, what's your version of that saying?
When there is a marsh fire, a setting of flame, it's even more likely than the process by which water is evaporated into the air and then returns to the earth in the form of rain is even greater, and with this increased amount of rain, so doth increase the amount of flowers grown. But be careful. Do not kill a flower lest you know it is not sentient.
Yep, that's the same way I know it.
Well, Gracie, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck to you getting other people to join your cult, or, you know, maybe you should even consider just joining someone else's cult.
Oh, no, I'm a lifer for the single folks, but I just want to thank the three of you, Arnie, Usador, and the other guy. I feel like the three of you have provided me with the necessary skills to go out there and get people to join.
That's great.
I think you're going to be a huge success.
Yay! Yeah.
And I think now you know how to, you know, win friends and influence people.
Thank you.
So, Arnold, can I open one of these packages?
Yeah, we've been finding packages behind the Vermilion Minotaur addressed to me. People have been shoving them through the portal.
He is tearing that apart with his mouth.
It says on a part of the box, it says, inside and out, this package is proudly recycled.
Ooh.
And then there's some of this weird earth material inside, and then a little
box.
Ooh,
let me grab that. Oh, it's fun to pop.
Yeah, pop those little things. And then there's some black, very delicate paper. Oh, then in there, there's a little scroll. Now, let me read this scroll to everyone. Yes.
Wow, that's quite that's a lot of text on that scroll.
Just keeps going.
Usador the Blue, I write to you for two very important reasons. The first of which being to tell you of your secret names, which you yourself do not know.
Mm.
You may choose to read the following to yourself or aloud. Too late. You are known in the Hudson Valley as Rip Van Magic Pants. Add that to the list of things I can barely remember. Enclosed is a magic rock, my gift to you, which I procured from a surly lobster shapeshifter on a recent trip to the Cape of Cod. Use it well. I hope it helps you in your quest to defeat the Dark Lord. Would if I could help you. Yours, White Witch, La Blanchita.
Ooh.
Oh, thank you, La Blanchita. I can't wait to take a look at this rock. Oh, yes. Remove carefully. LB. Yes. Oh, piece of beautiful red cloth that reminds me of the lovely Genlevia. Oh. Oh, oh, there's some sand in here.
Oh, good.
All right. Oh,
fresh from
beautiful.
The beach.
What a beautiful rock. Thank you, White Witch. I shall use it well.
Did she say what magic it had?
I can tell.
You can tell. Like, look, just eyeballing it, what kind of magic does that rock have?
I'm guessing it can, like, poke a guy's eye out.
Oh, magic.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a lovely rock, and I thank you again, La Blanchita.
Yeah, and as usual, you know, we've actually gotten a bit behind on our emails, but you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. I'm sorry we can never answer all your emails, but I do try to read all of them. Here's one we got recently. I haven't heard Usador's pipe smoking noises in a while. Has the Master of Light and Shadow quit smoking? From Chris Brayton. Pronounced Brayton, but you guys can say it however you want to. How do you want to say Chris Brayton's name?
Dog Shanks Brinkle Sleeves.
All right, thank you, Chris Dog Shanks Brinkle Sleeve. Usador, I haven't seen... I mean, you still carry the pipe around, but I haven't seen you smoke that pipe in a while.
Oh, yes, well, I don't smoke it as much on the podcast as I used to, because I know it bothers people in an enclosed area, so I take it outside.
Yeah, also Blemish, one of the things that Blemish has done in the tavern is made it so people are not allowed to smoke inside the tavern.
Blemish... is coming up with new rules. Aye, apparently you can only have 15 drinks, and then you're a drunk mess.
So, Usador, have you been smoking less because you have to go outside to smoke?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you can maybe quit? Quit the pipe?
I suppose, yes, of course.
All right.
Should I?
I mean, it's kind of a dirty habit.
Maybe wear your eye patch.
I could wear my eye patch instead,
yeah, that
I
might
suppose.
Just help you. I feel like wearing an eye patch is just as good as smoking a pipe.
Well, when you can't see the smoke, when you can't see the pipe, you don't want to smoke the pipe, mm-hmm. So out of sight, yeah. Out of mind.
Or
so.
You can just take the pipe and just kind of, like, gnaw on it, like, gum it.
I suppose I could just do the gum method. Yeah, yeah. That would work, too.
Sure. Yeah, I think any of those would work.
Well, thank you so much, everybody. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night,
Gracie.
And now our show Bible is complete, because we finally answered the call of the masses and described our characters' mourning rituals. In the Marvel Universe, this would be known as Phase 34. Usador, the masterclass on Not Waiting Your Turn, was played by Matt Young. Remember not to operate heavy machinery or drive a vehicle while enjoying Chunt, as played by Adil Rafai. Gracie, the lonely cult member, was played by special guest Scott Elam. Scott performs with Sears Tower at Chicago's I.O. Theater, and he's also the producer of the Third Coast Improv Fest in Nashville, Tennessee. And sometimes he wears shoes. To learn more about the festival, visit thirdcoastimprovfest.com. Submissions are now open. Otak Barleyfoot was played by Nick Baer. Flower was played by Brooke Bright. Crom the Fingarian was played by Mark Logsdon. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Ryan DeGiorgi, Evan Jacover, and Arnie Niekamp. This episode edited by Evan Jacover. Craig, take the mic while I incinerate the chore wheel as the recyclables continue to go unsorted.
I thought the chore wheel was still in the planning phase. But music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects by Jason Knox, production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Remember, if you want to see Magic Tavern live, you have a couple chances. First, in Chicago on August 16th as part of the Sounds Like Chicago Podcast Festival. That's at the Steppenwolf Theater. You'll find a link in the live show section of hellofromthemagictavern.com. And we're also going to be a part of the big Now Hear This Podcast Festival in Anaheim, California in October, along with WTF, Comedy Bang Bang, Lore, Super Ego, and a lot of other shows that make us look cool for being a part of it. Get more info about that at nowhearthisfest.com.
Craig, come here and take a look at this. Is this clear glass?
I guess not. I don't know. Is it not clear?
Because I would say it is clearly tinted storm cloud gray.
We shoot all this into space anyway.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
from the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
Is win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell
have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.